one of the for sure things that will happen to you if you drive Uber full time, you will become short tempered. It's just a matter of time. And it's pretty much going to change you. It's going to change you as to who you are. Doesn't matter if you're the happiest, most easygoing person. I don't care if you're a monk. I don't care if you practice Buddhism and you're like, you think nothing can faze you and all this stuff. You cannot control the outside. You can only control your own emotions, all this. The moment you drive Uber full time, I guarantee you it's a matter of time where you become short-tempered. The slightest things will set you off, even in normal daily life. And this is a topic that nobody talks about, and this is completely true with all the rideshare drivers. I'm blessed. I mean, I don't say I'm blessed. I mean, I had to work hard for this, but I got to a point where I don't have to drive 8 hours. But I sympathize for the people, and I've met cab drivers that drive 12 hours a day to put food on the table because they have a lot of kids, they have wife to support. So I'm a single guy, and I started creating small revenue sources for me to do this whenever I feel like it. So that's a good thing. But every day you go out there, you're driving in a big city, not only you're constantly alert, but people do stupid things that forces you to slam on the brakes or avoid an accident or just literally get on your nerves. For example, I just had a guy on a bicycle riding on the opposite oncoming lane. So like basically he's coming head on towards you on the street. Like he just doesn't care. So you're constantly worried about hitting pedestrians and so forth. And other stuff too. You know, if you're doing Uber Eats, you have technology issues on your app, people doing crazy stuff, calling, you know, oh, the driver tampered with my order. Nothing has been tampered. Like nothing was touched. People are just pissed off. So their negative energy comes to you. So when you're out there, you're taking in the good and the bad together. If you're sitting in an office, you don't realize this. You only have to deal with your boss and the people next to you. But if you're driving Uber, you're outside the whole day, you're connecting to the universe and the positive and the negative energies that surrounds the universe. So whatever happens to people, all the shitty stuff that they're going through, they come inside of your car and then you start feeling that. You start feeling that, you hear their stories, or outside you come across other people. So you are connected with the universe if you're outside, if your job is outside, driving around or dealing with people. It's crazy. And so it has, as I've told in previous episodes, it has its good sides and bad sides. So yeah. But what made me think about this is I recently met somebody, this girl whose boyfriend was an Uber driver, and she was complaining to me how he's also like very ill-tempered. He's quick to snap and all this stuff. And I've met another Uber driver who he had to smoke weed to relax. Like if he didn't smoke weed after his shift, like he was not normal. Like that's how bad it is for some people. And then you see cab drivers, they're constantly smoking cigarettes, pack smokers. Like they have to, people who don't smoke weed, they're smoking cigarettes because the stress is too crazy. That's about it, guys. I know this episode was longer than 3 minutes, but yeah, sometimes it pushes up to 5 to 10. Yeah, you just gotta sit there and deal with it.